Today, it's a new day. It's a fresh day. I hope you're up shaking and baking. Welcome to the Paul Faux podcast today. Today, we will be looking at the subject matter that is very, very interesting to me. And today, we will be looking at the five belief systems that top B2B salespeople have. The five belief systems that top B2B or business-to-business salespeople have. And that's what we'll be looking at today. This episode of the Paul Faux podcast was powered by Sales Factory. Sales Factory is my WhatsApp community where I teach sales and marketing tips from Monday to Friday. Every Monday, we do a mock sales call in my WhatsApp group where we tell people to call each other to sharpen their sales call skills. I think every Wednesday, we do our Roast My Content Day. On Wednesday, we do a Roast My Content Day, whereby we tell people to post their content and then we all give a feedback about the content before they post it. Then I review a book on the 15th of every month. Yeah. So for you to join the WhatsApp group, you click on the link on my Instagram bio if you're watching this on Instagram. If you're watching this on YouTube, the link is going to be in the show notes. If you're listening to this on the podcast, the link is also going to be in the show notes if you're listening on Spotify or anywhere. All right. So follow on Instagram. Follow me on the YouTube and on Spotify. So let's get into the subject matter for today, the belief systems, you know, that top guys have who are good at making sales. Now, if you look at it, belief is very, very powerful. I'm turning on my notes here now. Beliefs is very, very powerful. What is a belief? What is a belief? A belief is a mental attitude or a conviction about that something is true. Now, here is the thing. That mental attitude, it doesn't have to be objectively true that thing is true. People believe in all kinds of things. Some people believe in their chair. Some people believe in the sun. Some people just believe in anything. To me, I see belief as an empowerment. It is something that empowers you to act. Your belief does not have to be objectively true before it comes to pass. The moment you believe it, the moment you endorse the belief, you will start acting in a way that supports that belief. Now, there's something about our beliefs as humans that's very, very interesting. And that thing is that when you believe a thing, you start attracting supporting evidence for the thing that you believe. Psychologists call this a confirmation bias. You know, it's like you believe that you want to buy a particular car. You start seeing that car all over the place. Or the moment you start thinking about somebody, all of a sudden, the person calls you. Your brain and my brain has this capacity to always ensure that what is going on outside of our world corresponds with what is going on in our head. We always like to say, I told you so. We always like to say that, right? So what are the beliefs that you should have if you want to succeed in B2B sales? Really, in any sales, really. The first belief that you should have is that if you don't hunt, you don't eat. This is very powerful. The belief of knowing that you need to attack this thing like a predator. You need to put on your prey drive means the tendency of an animal to pursue and capture a prey. You have that drive. I have that drive to pursue, to overcome, and to capture. The mindset that if I don't hunt, I do not eat. It's a very, very powerful mindset. It's a very, very powerful sales mindset to have. Believe that, true of us, right? That means that if you don't go out for it, it's not going to come to you. It's a powerful belief. That's why I'm doing this podcast, right? I'm doing it because I believe that some of you may listen to this and buy a product from me. Some of you may listen to this and book me to speak at your conference, at your company. It happens a lot. It happens a lot. People say to me, oh, I read your newsletter, so I told my boss about you. That's why we got you to speak at our conference. It happens a lot. Why? Because I'm doing the thing. I'm doing the thing. It's a belief. So I just believe that if I don't do anything, nothing will come to me. It's a belief. So that's why I show up every day on social media. That's why I show up every single day. Now, does it mean that people don't just come to me on their own accord? They do. But I don't want to believe that. And your beliefs affects your behavior. And then your behavior affects your results. Did you see that? Your beliefs will affect how you behave. And how you behave over time will affect the result that you produce. So if you look at it right, the result that you have produced, you can trace it back. You can reverse engineer your results. The money, your bank account, everything, you can reverse engineer that to your belief. If you alter the beliefs, you will alter the behavior. If you alter the behavior, you will alter the results. It's as simple as that. It is simple, but it's very, very powerful. Did you get that? If you don't hunt, you don't eat. That's the first one. The second belief you want to have is, if clients do not buy from you, it is not the fault of the client. Rather, it is your fault. Oh, that's a very powerful belief, isn't it? If the clients don't buy from you, it is not their fault. It is your fault. Now, is that objectively true? It is not objectively true. Sometimes the economy may be the reason why the client didn't buy from you. The competition may be the reason why the client didn't buy from you. The price may just be the reason why the client didn't buy. There are many things that go into the reason why they didn't buy from you. But if you approach it with the belief that if clients don't buy from me, it is not the client's problem, it is my problem. Guess what's going to happen to you? If you have a meeting with a client tomorrow, you would prepare for the meeting, you would research the client, you would try to know what their problems are, you will ensure that you leave no stone unturned. You are a positive pessimist. You know, you ensure that everything is on point. You ensure that you tick all the boxes because you believe that they don't buy from you. It's never their fault. It is your fault if they don't make a purchase. That's a very, very, very powerful belief to have. Now, remember, it is not objectively true. But if you believe that, it will become your reality. And that's what I want you to believe. I want you to believe that way because it heightens your preparation. If you believe that if they don't buy from you, it's your fault, it's never their fault. All right? You will prepare very, very well. You will rehearse it. You will do a role play. You will plan because you know that, right? It's a belief. And that is what is shaping your behavior. And because of that behavior that you add, it produces a different result. You close the sale. The behavior ensued from the belief. The belief is the parent of the behavior. The belief is the parent of the behavior. The result is a child of the belief and the behavior, you know, cooperating with each other to produce the outcome or the results that you have. Did you get that? Critical importance. The third belief system that you need to install into yourself, if you want to win in this game, is that if you don't generate demand, you won't capture demand. I'm going to go into that in a second. But before I go into that, those of you listening to this, the Powerful Podcast today, on Instagram, on YouTube, and on Spotify or all the other podcast platform, this episode was sponsored by Sales Factory Global. If you want to have a conversation about it, you want to book a coaching session for your business, click on the link underneath this video in the show notes. If you're listening to this on YouTube or on Spotify or other podcast platform, if you're watching this on Instagram, click on the link on my Instagram bio to book a sales coaching strategy. Research has proven that people that have a coach, they have a higher percentage of closing more sales because there's accountability to it. You did get that? All right, so you can do that. Number three, I said, if you don't generate demand, you will not capture demand. Now, in every market, only 3% of constituents of that market are ready to buy your product and your service right now. Only 3%. 97% of the market, they are, some of them are at the stage of they are not even aware that they have a problem. Some of them are aware, but they're just gathering information at this stage. And some of you are in that stage right now. Listen to me. Some of you want to change houses. You want to buy a house. You want to buy shoe. You want to buy some piece of equipment. You are gathering information about the products to buy. If I ask you, I know you're going to put up your hand. So you're gathering information. Now, as an entrepreneur, someone who sells a product or a service, your job is to generate demand for your product through getting attention with your content. By generating demand through content, you are pointing your fingers to the needs and the wants that the customer has that they don't even know that they have. You are also pointing your finger to the fact that they are at the information gathering stage and that you have the information that they need to help them make a buying decision. So when you educate them, you are generating demand. Off the back of the demand that you have generated, a few of them will come knocking on your digital or your physical door. I wrote about this in my newsletter, Four Letters. You need to read that. You need to read that. I wrote about it. It was a beautiful piece. So when they knock on your digital or on your physical door, right? The question is, that time, you are no longer generating demand. You have already generated the demand. You need to capture the demand as at that time. And by capturing the demand, you are increasing your sales conversion rate. Now, there are various ways through which you can capture demand. Are you guys learning something from this? There are various ways through which you can capture demand. You can use a promo to capture demand. You can bundle your products together to capture demand. You can do a price reduction to capture demand. You can do scarcity to capture demand. You can use a foot in the door strategy to capture demand. There are various ways through which you can use to capture demand. Now, capturing of demand requires demand generation. If you don't generate the demand, you cannot capture the demand. Did you get that? So I'm doing Instagram Live now. Somebody may see this Instagram Live and book me to come and do some work for them because I created a piece of content that generated demand in them. They came to my DM. As they came to my DM, I closed them. So I captured the demand and I converted the demand that I captured into sales. You see the flow? Can you see the flow? Are you learning something from this? Great. Now, the next step is, how many belief systems have I spoken about now? Let me know if you are listening. How many belief systems have I spoken about now? I think I've spoken about three now. The fourth belief system is, money is a major motivator. You know, you can't sell A salesperson must be and should be comfortable with money. You need to have a proper money belief system. Because if you are in sales and you are uncomfortable with talking about money freely, then there is a problem. Because I don't know about you, there are other things motivating me, but one of the things that motivate me to sell is money. And I'm not denying it. I'm not lying about it. Because money solves a lot of problems. I'm motivated by money. Because I believe that if I add value, someone's going to pay for my service. And because they pay for my service, I can help the number of people that I support and help. And that gives me a lot of joy when I send money to people that I support and help. Because if I didn't close a sale, there is no way I can send the money to the people that I support and help. So it motivates you. You need to have the belief that you are motivated by money. You also need to have the belief that you can make money easily. That if you can sell, you can earn. You just have that belief. It's a belief. Now, out of abundance, he took abundance, and yet abundance remained. I'll say it again. Out of abundance, we took abundance, and yet abundance remains. Have you think about it? Of all the years that humans have existed on this earth, the resources of the earth have still not finished. Have you thought about it? Of all the years we have existed on this earth, water has never run out of the earth. Why? We live in an abundant universe. I thought someone would give me some hearts and give me a clap for that. I thought that was a powerful statement. Of the years that we have lived on this earth, the sun has never said, oh, I'm tired of giving people light. I'm tired. No. We live in an abundant universe. So you need to experience abundance. You need to believe in abundance. You need to believe in, and what you believe is what you attract. What you believe is what you compel. What you give your attention to is what you eventually experience. For out of abundance, we took abundance, and yet abundance remained. There are 8 billion people on this earth, yet the sun has never said, I don't have enough light for everybody. Think about it. There are 8 billion people on this earth, yet the wind has never said, I cannot blow wind to everybody. So you need to be abundant in your thinking. You need to be bold in your thinking. And that's the mindset of a successful salesperson. Knowing that, look, there are clients for me. There are clients all over. Sales is not a zero-sum game. It's not a game whereby because somebody closed a sale, I cannot have a sale to make. No. That your competition made a sale doesn't prevent you from making a sale. It's not a zero-sum game. Sales is a positive-sum game. There's enough for everybody. There is enough for everybody. You have not even marketed to enough people. No, many people don't know. You think people know you. They don't know you. They don't know your product. They don't know your service. So why are you bothered? Why are you jealous that somebody closed a sale? Why are you jealous that somebody made a sale? Are you serious? You don't know who you are. There are 8 billion people on this world. There are 4 billion people on the internet. You saw somebody posted that they made $100,000. And so what? And so what? You'd be shocked that of the 4 billion people on the internet, most of the people that you respect, many people don't even know them. They don't even know them. You have a popularity bias working against you. Am I talking to somebody? Many people don't even know them. You'll be shocked. They don't even know them. The last belief system is the more you earn, the more you'll be fine. Share that with you. I want you guys to, if you run a business and you say, coach, I would want to take my business to the next level. I work in B2B. I'm a sales manager. You can book a sales coaching session with me. You can book it. It's $100 just to have a conversation with me. You will make more than $100 if you do that. You know that, right? Click on the link on my Instagram bio or the link on the show notes if you're listening to this on YouTube and book a session. If somebody coaches you and you make $5,000 off the back of $100, that's nothing. It's nothing, right? So how many of you like to do that? don't know if you like to do that. Book a session and let's have that conversation. All right? Lastly, the more I learn, the more I earn. It's very, very powerful. The more I learn, the more I earn. It's a belief system that the capital is in your head. The word capital, the root word of the word capital means knowledge. Knowledge is the capital. If you have knowledge, you have capital to produce. Now, the more knowledge you have, the more you will earn. And that's the truth of the matter. That's the truth of the matter. So those of you watching this on YouTube, thank you. I hope you enjoy this. So smash the subscribe button and write a comment and tell me what you think about it. Check on the show notes and sign up for any of our programs. Book a session for you and your business. So my YouTubers, thank you. And my Instagram as well too. Don't go anywhere.